Good morning. This is Sarah, Ellen, Alana and Neem with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Premier has slammed a copper thief for sabotaging the telecom network of a North Queensland region about to be hit by a cyclone. In a heated extreme weather update, Chris Afuli called the thief a lowlife as he detailed the incoming ex-cyclone Koji as it approaches North Queensland. The thief had cut fibre optic cables in the town of Dirigun outside Townsville during an emergency preparation for the storm, which is expected to dump 250 millimetres of rain.
In national news, epidemiologists are concerned that a new flu strain, Super K, could cause unusual spring and summer boosts of the flu in Australia. According to the Global Initiative on Sharing All Data, there are currently 1,083 lab-confirmed cases of the flu in Australia so far, putting a potential strain on the healthcare system for the following year. Epidemiology Professor Adrian Esterman from the University of South Australia has said, "Every few decades, a flu virus can undergo a much larger genetic cause called antigenic shift, which can lead to a pandemic, but this is not what has happened with Super K."
In national news, the National Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner, Michaela Cronin, has said that urgent upgrades are needed to protect the women at the Katherine Courthouse in Northern Territory. A 2024 inquest found that the Northern Territory's intimate partner's homicide rate is 7 times the national average. The courthouse uses the same entry, exit and security screening point, making encounters with abusers and victims highly likely. Cronin joined two local women's legal services, calling for urgent renovations to make the court safer for victims. She states the current conditions at the Katherine local court do not ensure the safety of women.
In international news, the Filipino government has declared a state of calamity across the country in response to Typhoon Kalmagi and Typhoon Fangwang. Sustained winds of 185 kilometres and gusts of 230 kilometres have caused flash flooding, landslides, power outages and damage to infrastructure. At least 1.4 million are displaced, with rescue and disaster response operations underway. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with rain expected throughout the day. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 2, which is in the low band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Incredible stuff. Thanks, Zedliners. I have to say, I've never had this many people in a studio at the same time all at once. So, congratulations. I've broken a record. How are you feeling?
Amazing.
Amazing? Don't all speak at once. No, I look forward to hearing how you develop over the next couple of months and so forth. And most importantly, just have a great time. We listened to a fair bit of music before the Zedlines crew came in, and I'm